Today is the release day of Ace Swayze and the Ghost's debut album, Paid Salvation. The band's blistering debut record, Swayze Pulls No Punches, using the group's high-tenacity music to express frustrations with the world. Andrew Swayze joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Quite well, thank you. How are you? How are you feeling about release day?
You know, I've only just woken up, so I haven't even really settled into the idea of it yet, but I'm feeling pretty good. I'm very excited to finally have this LP out in the world.
And how long has the album been in the works?
It's probably been 2 years now, I think. Like, since pre-production to today, probably a couple of years. I don't actually know the exact amount of time.
And what did you want to capture about the band with this album?
We really wanted to emulate how we sound as a live band. We're very much a live band. And it was important going in to record this record that we recorded the instruments together in the same room at the same time. Pretty much just mic'd up a live set and went for it. And then added some stuff on top later on. But yeah, that was really important to us. And I think that's how we'll go ahead with our further releases as well.
And obviously live music, it's a little bit different at the moment. We've had a lot of gigs cancelled for quite a while. What do you feel about having this record captured now of the live sound and then for looking forward to when gigs do return in a bigger way?
Yeah, you know, initially it was a bit of a kick in the guts. We had a lot of tours cancelled and we were obviously planning on touring within Australia and internationally. Within the next month we would have taken off, but that was all postponed, of course, till next year. It's a bummer to have to release at this time, but, you know, at the same time, we haven't really got anything else to compare it to. It's our first full-length release, and we're just really happy to have it out in the world. I think if it were, like, you know, 20, 30 years ago when we didn't have digital streaming available, it would be a lot tougher to release a record in this kind of climate.
We're speaking with Andrew Swayze of Ace Swayze and the Ghosts about their debut album, Paid Salvation. It's out today. And one of the really earlier singles, Connect to Consume, it's about social media and the negative impacts it's had. Obviously, with its increased usefulness throughout this pandemic, has your relationship with social media changed at all?
No, not mine personally. No, I don't use social media. The band uses social media, so it's kind of hypocritical, which is funny. I guess it's something that you have to do these days to actually connect with your audience and listeners. But on a personal level, I don't use it. So, and I haven't started using it since COVID and whatnot, that's for sure.
Well, and speaking about you mentioning streaming and reaching international audiences, you were also added to the playlist of the new Tony Hawk's Pro Skater game. Mm. What was the feeling like when you found out that was happening?
You know what? So they gave us a copy of that game as well, and I played it for the very first time last night, and I skipped through until Connect to Consume came on, and I couldn't actually listen to it. It felt too weird. I had to skip to the next track. But you know what? I'm incredibly flattered that we made it onto that game. It's insane. Like those games when I was sort of 9, 10, were my favourite games, and I played them all the time. I loved them. And I still can't really believe that that's actually us on those games now.
And was speaking about the pandemic just before, and you're based in Tasmania, which we don't hear so much about. What's the feelings been like in the past few months, and what's life been like for you?
You know, it's life has kind of returned to normal down here. I mean, obviously there are differences, but because it's an island, I suppose they have the ability to close the place down a lot earlier. A lot more accuracy. So they've also had the ability to open up things, and I don't know, people are just out and about doing what they would normally do, really. Whether that's a good thing, I'm not sure, but yeah.
And we've just started getting a little bit of shows back here in South Australia. Is there any chance of shows at least around Tassie for you guys?
Yeah, you know what, we're actually announcing some shows today. I have no idea whether they've been announced yet or not, but yeah, we're playing a few shows around Tassie, so there'll be some of our only shows this year. But it's cool that we were able to, you know, and given the state of affairs down here, there should be a few people able to attend and potentially be able to stand up rather than just sit down. It should be kind of cool.
Andrew, thank you so much for your time today and congratulations on this brilliant album.
No worries. Thanks very much for having me.
Andrew Swayze of A. Swayze and The Go speaking with us about their debut album, Paid Salvation, and it's out today.